Welcome back to our Randolph-Macon Bookstore pregame report as we get ready for the game with the Averett Cougars today. Robert Fish here with Randolph-Macon head coach Pedro Aruza on our Luck Chevrolet coaches report. And Pedro, let's go back to last week, talk about Methodist. It turned out to be kind of a methodical performance, I guess, from your team. How did you see things?
I thought it was a typical first game. I thought we did some really good things, and I thought we played extremely hard on defense, which I was very happy about. I think we flew around and did some really good things. Made our share of mistakes, which you're going to make in the first game. Was very impressed with the way that Zach Naccarato played for a first outing. I thought he was very composed, very poised. You know, made some good throws, made some mistakes, as a young guy will. But, you know, overall, I was pretty pleased.
I know you were concerned about just, you know, the general first game jitters, if you will, and kids learning how to practice and learning how to get things going. But you had all the distractions of the weather last week, more weather this week with rain. But how do you feel your team handled, you know, the preparation and then seeing some success and kind of steamrolling once the game went on?
You know, I thought they did a nice job with that. It's been a crazy 2 weeks. You know, last week we were out of class. We hadn't started school yet, so we had the kids like basically the entire week. This week we've had all this rain, so we've been inside, we've been outside, we've been all over the place. So it's been a little bit of frustrating, I guess. You know, this morning I met with our coaches and said, hey, next week when we finally get into a regular routine, it'll be kind of nice. But, you know, our kids have been pretty adaptable, and they've done a good job of adapting the situation and to the circumstances. And I thought they did a good job of preparing and, you know, played a pretty good game. Now, again, I don't know how good Methodist is going to be. I thought they were improved from last year. I thought they flew around a little bit. I think Dave Evanson is going to do a really nice job with that program. But we've got our work cut out for us, and I think the teams on our schedule are going to get better and better.
Well, you talked about Naccarato's performance as a freshman coming in, first game. You know, the old adage, I guess, is, you know, don't, as a quarterback, don't lose a football game. Just, you know, let your guys help you. But, you know, he really did some good things, very poised, good throws. I know he made some mistakes, but yet the leadership, the pace, it looked like he was pretty much on track.
Yeah, I think he's a very mature young man, and I think you're right. You know, Earl Bruce, the old Ohio State coach, used to say, don't hurt the team. And, you know, we've tried to take that approach with him as well. We haven't asked him to do a whole lot, but I think he's done a good job of managing the system, managing the game. He's done a great job from a leadership standpoint. And like I said, he's going to have his ups and downs. I'm sure there are going to be days when I'm going to be coming in here and scratching my head. But I think he's got a very bright future ahead of him.
How about the offensive line? Some new faces up there, and some guys look like they stepped up and played okay on Saturday.
Yeah, we need to do a better job up front. I mean, I was disappointed with the, you know, we ran for 200 yards, but we had 50 carries, which, you know, is not a very good average in my opinion. I think both our backs, who I thought played pretty well, you know, averaged 3.5 yards a carry. That's up front. That you know, comes down to your offensive line. I thought our wide receivers did a poor job of blocking. And, you know, I think that was the biggest difference last year. We had a great offensive line, but our wide receivers, they got in there, they mixed it up, and they were very aggressive. And, you know, they've got to get better. And, you know, I think that at the wide receiver position right now, we probably are deeper than we've been in a long, long time. And the message I sent out to those guys is, you know, there isn't a single one of you guys that's going to stand out. So if you guys can't get in here and block, we're going to find somebody that can.
Get those downfield blocks and spring those running backs loose a little bit. You look at the defensive side of the football, and you touched on the performance a little bit. Anybody stand out there individually for you that played pretty well?
Yeah, you know, I thought Joe Percone, a senior captain, played an outstanding game. I thought he played really, really hard. I thought technique-wise, he was way better than he's been in the last 3 years. David Fetter, you know, inside linebacker, a will linebacker, had an excellent camp, came back in tremendous physical condition. I thought he played outstanding football on Saturday. Those are the two guys that really, really stood out for me. And I think we've got some other guys in the secondary that that are really improving. I thought Andrew Leonard really improved from his performance and during camp. And, you know, quite frankly, he had a pretty average camp, but he played really well on Saturday. But, yeah, the two guys that I thought really stood out were Joe Percone and David Fetter. I thought those guys did an outstanding job.
All right, we'll have more with Coach Aruza in a moment as we continue with the Randolph-Macon Bookstore pregame report. And we're back after this word from the sponsor of this segment, Luck Chevrolet.